We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Black Tech Green Money isn't just about telling the stories of successful black entrepreneurs. It's also about giving actionable and wealth-building strategies that help you protect the future of our communities. That's why we're pleased to be supported by State Farm Insurance. State Farm also believes that we must invest in our communities to achieve economic growth by sponsoring programs like the AXO, which rewards high school students for their academic achievements. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T Connects and Ode to Podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about RiRi and ASAP Rocky. During the rumors, Claudia Jordan reported that they named their child RZA after Wu-Tang Clan's RZA. So we're asking, what would you name your kid after? What celebrity would you name your kid after? Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Libby.
Hey, what celebrity would you name your kids after?
So I have three boys. They're older now, but their names are Omarion, Kanye, and Sanaa.
Kanye and Nas?
Sanaa, like Sanaa Lathan.
Oh, okay.
All right, so you are a huge Omarion fan, huh?
We know who you named.
No, actually, I wasn't. I don't know how it just came up, but I also give them with the opportunity that once they turn 18, they could change their name. So if they needed to, I would take them to the courthouse and they could change them.
So you named your son Kanye?
Yes, Omarion, Kanye, and Sanaa.
Wow, man.
All right.
Okay.
I just don't love
so they're all named after celebrities.
Yeah, I don't love no celebrities or their names that much. Even when I was saying that, you know, I could say Starks for a son, right? That's not even necessarily based on Ghostface. That's Marvel comic book character Tony Starks.
Mm-hmm. And,
you know, it's just the name Stark sounds cool, but I wouldn't do it.
Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Sasha.
Hey, Sasha. What celebrity would you name your kid after?
Well, I already have named my son after a celebrity. Shia LaBeouf.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yes, and Transformers.
Okay. Yeah, I know we know Shia.
Okay.
So I named him after Shia. I was in high school. Don't hold it to me. Y'all intern did not try to clown me for it. But
see?
My name is Sasha. I wanted him to have my initials, so that's why I went with it.
Let me ask you a question, Sasha. Did you say that, you know, you was young when you did it? So if you had to do it all over again now, you wouldn't name him Shia LaBeouf?
I would still name him Shia LaBeouf, more so because of the meaning. The name Shia means gift from God, and he definitely was that in high school. I was wilding, and he changed my life, so he's still a gift from God.
Okay.
Now, did you conceive him? Did you get your club shot up after watching a Transformers movie?
Definitely not the case. That's a whole long story that I won't go into. You try to Charlemagne, but no. Okay. No.
Just asking what the inspiration was, but that's all.
Thank you, Mama. Stephanie.
Yes.
You our last caller this morning. Who would you name your child after? After what celebrity?
I actually named a few kids after celebrities.
Okay.
I named my twins. One name is Hendrix Selassie. And the other name is Phoenix Marley.
Okay. The Marley family. Okay. Selassie, Marley, and...
Where did Phoenix come from?
Hendrix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Oh. Okay.
All right.
Yes.
I like the mixing and matching. We were trying
to find names because I only had girl names at the time. And I just swore I was having girls, and they said boys. And I was like, okay, I've always liked Hendrix. So I needed another name. And I was like, okay, and what about Joaquin Phoenix? But Phoenix Marley instead.
Okay.
Do we still believe...
I don't know if you know of this soap opera called Passions back in the day.
I don't remember.
I was
Passions.
A huge fan growing up, so I named my oldest son Nicholas Foxworth after one of the characters on the show.
Okay.
I used to think DeStefano from Days of Our Lives was a cool name.
Stefano?
Stefano?
You used to watch that? Yeah, yes. Yeah, Stefano DeMera. He used to always wreak
Stefano
havoc.
DeMera. That's right. I mean, did we used to watch it? If you got a black grandma, you ain't had no choice.
Oh, my God. Days of Our Lives was that show.
That's what I'm saying. If you had a black grandma and you had to stay with your grandma after school, you was watching Days of Our Lives in General Hospital. That was happening.
That's a cool name.
My grandma watched Days of Our Lives. My mother watched Another World.
Mm-hmm.
That's what my mom watched, Another World.
Do we still believe in male and female names, though? And the reason I say that is because my last two... children, I thought they were going to be boys because I was like, I already got two girls, but you know, that's not how God planned it. So the names I had for them, because I come up with the names when they're in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
So the names I had for them, I still named them that, you know, regardless that they were women. And come to find out that one of them actually was a woman or man's name. So do we care?
No, we don't care. I mean, no, I don't think so.
It used to just be like a few not names that could go like both ways, like Tracy, Chris, Pat. Now there's a lot of them. It's like not really.
My last child, Peyton, I wanted to name her Kingston. I like the name Kingston, but my wife felt it was like a masculine name, a male name. But I think Kingston could be woman or you know, guy or girl, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. That's very interesting because my last one, I remember being at Salute to Anita Kopax. I was at Anita Kopax's sister crib, and a woman was. Looking at my wife's stomach, and she was saying, "It's a lot of masculine energy coming from there," and you couldn't tell me that wasn't a little boy. And I still gave him I still gave her the name that I gave.
Yeah,
and it's some people would probably think it's a masculine name.
Yeah, because I definitely wanted Kingston, but mm-hmm. But same thing with Brooklyn. Some people say Brooklyn's a boy, Brooklyn's a girl, and you know, my Brooklyn's a girl.
I think it's both.
Yeah, both. It could be both. I think names could be both. It depends.
Mm-hmm.
Except like Claudia
or Leonard.
Leonard.
But what about Claude? Claude is short.
Claude.
Like I could call you Claude. Claude.
No, I hate that name.
Because nobody could call a girl Rashawn. It got to be Rashawn.
You can definitely call a girl Rashawn.
Yeah, that's a girl name.
Rashawn?
Definitely.
Yeah, Rashawn's a girl name.
Rashawn is not a girl's name.
Absolutely a girl name.
100%
No, Rashawn is a girl's name.
A light skinned girl too.
Yeah, Rashawn. Shut up, man.
Rashawn.
With braids.
Rashawn.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely with braids.
All right. The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit RightRug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar 20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.